Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is defensive end Akeem Hicks. And first of all, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you very much. And that first Christmas present you got was that touchdown you scored the other last week.
That wasn't a bad time to have one for your first career touchdown.
You're absolutely right about that. And I want you to take me through that play because that was an exciting play. And it started with Chandler Jones and the reach that Jones had, didn't it?
We had our Pro Bowl, now Pro Bowl, defensive end come across and get a nice strip sack. And he just made that great play, and the ball was rolling, and I just went after it. And the first thing that went through my mind was Denver when that one was bobbling in the air.
Right.
I came back, and Matty P was on my case about not letting those opportunities go. That was the first thing that went through my mind. I just dove on it.
Yeah. When you see the ball on the ground like that, do your eyes get big as saucers?
Huge. I mean, the ball is tumbling and twisting. Right. You don't know where it's going to go.
Right.
You just got to go for it. So.
And then, you lose it. And then you fall again in the end zone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What a lot of people didn't see was Jamie Collins coming from the back trying to make sure that nobody tackled me as I was trying to grab it. But, it was a great play.
Has this been, talk about, if you would, the transition you made coming from the Saints to the Patriots during the season. How tough has it been, and what's that like?
I think in life every transition is tough if you don't know what's waiting for you on the other side.
Good point. I
knew that this was a great team, a team that I had a lot of respect for a number of years. I was just talking to somebody earlier about all the great players that I remember watching as I was growing up. Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Harrison, everybody, Richard Seymour.
You knew about those players.
I knew about those guys growing up, and it was just an honor to be here. And a transition nonetheless, but something that I welcomed and was ready to go after.
Leaving the Saints and leaving Drew Brees. Coming to New England, and now your teammates with Tom Brady. Compare the two, if you would.
You putting me in a hard spot?
I know, I kind of am, aren't I?
Two great quarterbacks, but my quarterback right now is Tom Brady, and I have his back all the way, so that's definitely my guy.
How's the defense come together since you've been here in that brief time?
I got to say, I was just an add-on. They had a great culture.
You were an add-on?
Yeah.
You just called yourself an add-on?
I'm telling you, they had such a great culture and just a great group of guys. And when I came here, just the response from those guys, Dominic Easley, Alan Branch, Silver Saliga, all these guys just making me feel welcome. Right. It was huge for me.
The Jets are next, a team that is a hungry football team because they're still fighting for their playoff lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
still trying to – you guys have already secured a playoff spot. Secured a bye, you're 12-2, but now you got to go on the road and face the Jets. What's that going to be like?
Approach it like another game. It's another game. It's a one-week season, and we just got to approach it the same way that we have done every week since I've been here, and that's to play 60 minutes of good football. And it sounds really cliche, and it's something that Belichick has been grinding into us since I've been here, and I really feel like that we want to take advantage of that and go about it that way.
All right, well. Before we leave, you want to wish them a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, Mom. Love you.
There you go. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Akeem Hicks, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.